I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up 10 o'clock. We'll find out what he thinks of what's going on relative to the president, meeting with the folks at the EU about maybe eventually getting to no tariffs. We'll talk about that with him coming up after 10 o'clock. But joining us in studio, we are very pleased to have Danny Tarkanian joining us, our old buddy, our old running mate, and a guy that's running for Congress in CD3, running against Susie Lee. And he joins us this morning in studio, no less. Good morning, Danny.
I love coming in studio just to hear your introduction. That's the best.
No, I tell you, it's always fun, though, when you come in. We always giggle. We laugh. We get a lot of work done. We talk a lot about the issues, but we always do it, and we have some fun doing it. I just want to ask you, because everybody always talks about, well, are they going to debate? Are they going to have debates? So will you explain where we are on this thing?
God, you sound like Susie Lee.
Well, a little bit.
You know, we're in the middle of the summer, and Susie Lee has been sending out these press releases demanding that we debate. I sent a tweet back to her. I said, you know, only somebody who is not real familiar with the Las Vegas community talks about debate in the middle of the summer. You know, there's a lot more other things people are worried about. So, yes, she's demanded two debates she wants, one on a Hispanic station and a Spanish-speaking station. And we're going to respond because, as you know, I've never turned down a debate in any race or any by anybody.
So you're kind of an anywhere, anytime sort of guy.
I love the opportunity to talk about real issues that the people that are voting in the elections care about, instead of these ridiculously malicious personal attacks that always end up covering the airwaves during the campaign. So,
but I understand that Susie Lee has kind of tossed a curveball in here, in that. Is it she that wants a town hall format, or you?
Yes.
Explain the difference between a debate and a town hall.
Well, first, the difference between a debate and a town hall, I guess, is you'd sit in a studio, you'd have a moderator, like somebody in the media, that would sit here and ask you questions, and then you'd respond. A town hall, you'd open up to the public and allow the public to have questions to ask them, and then you'd have one moderator that would just make sure you're staying on that topic, and you're within a certain time limit. But it involves the community, the people in your community, the voters. And so let's just get to where what's been asked, requested. Susie Lee asked in her press releases that we do two debates, one on a Spanish-speaking station and one with probably the most liberal reporter out there. I don't know who she has in mind. But we think. And then also Susie Lee came out yesterday and said that she signed this town hall pledge where you pledge to come back and have a town hall once every month when you're in office. Well, shoot, I plan on doing it more than that. And so we're taking her up on her offer. Today we're going to say, Susie, we agree with you. We should have town halls and we should debate. So let's have debates at different town halls. Let's start the beginning of this next month and have as many as we can. Town hall settings, different locations, allow the voters come out, ask us questions they want to ask us, let us respond to them, and we'll do more than two. Two's not enough. We should be able to have numerous ones, as many as we can get in before the election, so the people that are going to vote are going to have a good understanding of what each candidate stands for. Now, I guarantee you Susie Lee is going to say no to this because she's just bluffing when she says she wants a debate. That's why she does it in a press release and then retweets out in the middle of the summer that she hasn't had a response yet. But I would love for her to take this up, and I look forward to it if she does.
So this is your formal response. You'll do something in writing, I'm sure.
We are doing it today, actually. We wanted to announce it on your show first, and we've sent the delivery to her already, the email to her already, saying that this is what we'd like to do, and we'll see what her response is. Maybe we can come back next week, and we'll tell you how she has said, oh, that's too many times we're going to have to debate, or I want to have a moderator that's in the media that, you know, very liberal instead. I don't know. We'll see what she says.
And I love the town hall format because it gives voters a chance to ask the questions that they have on their mind.
Exactly. Exactly. The ones that they really care about instead of having somebody who's in the paid media that's trying to, you know, make a name for themselves or their publication or news outlet. And let's put it back into the hands of the voters.
So just bottom line. You have responded in writing via email to the Susie Lee campaign. And what specifically have you agreed to?
We've agreed to have town halls, like we just discussed, open to the public where they could ask questions with a non-media person or a retired media person being the moderator and doing more than the two that she's requested, doing as many as we can fit in the schedules, starting as early as the beginning of August.
Wow. Now, one other issue. You know, those of you that run for office, you raise money from all kinds of different sources. She has raised money from a U.S. senator who just is clearly so far to the left, it's not even funny. Can you talk a little bit about Kirsten Gillibrand and her contribution to Susie Lee? Are you calling on Susie Lee to give that money back?
Yes, and you hear this all the time. A, you should refund donations from somebody who's off the wall, and Senator Gillibrand certainly is with her demand that ICE be disbanded. In fact, the senator said that if Democrats take back Congress and the Senate, the first piece of action that they should take is legislation eliminating ICE. Now, imagine that. You want to eliminate the enforcement arm of our immigration system when we already have an illegal immigration problem. I mean, it's so far out of touch. She's maxed out to Susie Lee, as so many other far-left radical politicians on the Democrat side have done. And the reason we're asking her to refund the contribution is anytime a candidate like Susie Lee, who's dying to get into office, takes money from some of these far-left radicals, she's going to be emboldened to those people. And when pressure comes to, hey, are you going to vote for this? They're going to remind her of that money that she gave to them, and she's going to be emboldened to vote for them. If she doesn't believe that we should disband ICE, then she should refund that money. The only problem she has with that is Susie Lee spoke recently at a rally here in Las Vegas, and at the rally there were protesters and signs saying ICE is a terrorist organization and we got to disband ICE. I mean, imagine being at a rally with that kind of mentality, but that's the type of person Susie Lee is.
More coming up. Danny Tarkanian in the house. We're going to talk about some of the issues of the day, what's going on with the President of the United States, and what's going on in his campaign for CD3. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Would you like to meet one of Hollywood's best character actors while at the same time support conservative women candidates all across the state of Nevada? Hi, I'm Victoria Seaman, founder of the Battleborne Conservative Women's PAC. Join me in welcoming Jack Scalia to Las Vegas for two incredible events. On Friday night, August 3rd, join us for an exclusive VIP meet and greet. My husband John and I will open up our home to Jack Scalia and you, complete with wine and appetizers. Can't make it Friday night? No problem. Jack Scalia will keynote our brunch and silent auction on Saturday, August 4th from 11 till 1 at the Las Vegas Country Club. Help us support conservative women candidates all across the state. To order tickets, go to BattleborneCW.com. You've seen Jack Scalia in tons of movies and TV shows. Now meet him in person. Get your tickets now at BattleborneCW.com. That's BattleborneCW.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. One more time, ReduceMyAC.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Danny Tarkanian in the house. He's running for Congressional District 3 against Susie Lee. He has thrown down the gauntlet on this whole stuff of town halls. And Danny Tarkanian is saying, I'll do as many town halls as we can fit in the schedule. Not just two. We'll do more than two. We'll see what Susie Lee says about that. Danny Tarkanian has mentioned in the House. You have been a longtime proponent of the President of the United States. You've been on the stage a number of times with the President. And I'll bet you a lot of people counseled you not to do that, not to tie your wagons to the President. But now what we're finding is after your support Now we're finding America is learning what you've known for a long time, that this president is good for America and good for the American people. We see now the poll numbers at all-time highs. What is going on out there? How do you account for that?
Well, I think it's very simple. We have had 8 excruciating years of where we've apologized for being Americans. We've worried more about what the rest of the world thinks about us. We've been more divisive with identity politics. And we were thirsting for someone who would stand up and make us feel proud to be an American again. Someone who would go back and take care of the American people first and foremost, America workers first and foremost, financially meaning with employment, jobs, and our economy, a national security-wise, standing up to dangerous powers like North Korea, Iran, getting fair trade with China and those other organizations. And that's what Canada Trump talked about when he was running for office. And when I got tremendous pressure from people to join a lot of the other top Republicans in Nevada to come out and repudiate Canada Trump. It was an easy call. I mean, you had Hillary Clinton on one side who was going to continue those 8 years of that Obama gave us, or we had somebody who really was talking about making America great again, not just with the slogan, but with the actual ideas and policies that he was discussing. And I knew that he would be a much better president for our country and our state, and I supported him. And yes, we're seeing the results of those policies now. Look, there's a lot of people around there. There's going to be a lot of voters out there that just doesn't like the way President Trump talks, the way he responds to people. He's very combative. He attacks people when they attack him. But you can debate that, whether that's good or wrong, bad for a person who's in the highest office in our country and the most powerful person in the world. But what you cannot debate is what the results of his America First policies have done for this country. Lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Lowest unemployment rate for women in 55 years. Lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics ever. You see, we got the European Union or NATO. The NATO finally paying more of their fair share and not leaving the whole burden on the United States. You see the trade policies you were just talking about, where there's been such an outcry from many Republicans, many people on my own staff, who say that President Trump should not be imposing or at least threatening those tariffs. But just a threat and the possibility of those being imposed, you've seen China capitulate in some areas, and I bet you they're going to capitulate in the rest. And you see Europe already agreeing on some issues and wanting to negotiate and agree to the other issues. And what is the talk? The talk is to eliminate all tariffs. And you know why that's so important? It's because the United States of America, the most powerful economic force in the entire world, has the worst trade deals than any other country out there. For example, in the automobile industry, the United States charges a 2.5% tariff for automobiles coming into the United States. China charges 25% and Europe charges 10%. Why would anybody think that's fair for the American workers? God bless somebody who finally wants to take care of the American workers first and foremost.
I just saw an article yesterday that Coca-Cola says that because of the tariffs, they're going to have to increase the cost of a can, an aluminum can of Coke or Diet Coke or one of their other products. Are tariffs basically good or bad?
If we had no tariffs at all, we would be in a perfect world and we'd be on a level playing field. And that's what President Trump is trying to accomplish. And that's what the European Union and the United States are now talking about doing. Is having tariffs substantially higher against American products than what we charge products from in the United States? Is that better than us charging a higher tariff to make it even? Of course not. What President Trump is just trying to do is to level the playing field. If these other countries weren't imposing such ridiculously high tariffs on our products, then we wouldn't even be having this discussion. You know the real question the voters in America should ask? How did we elect politicians to run our country that allowed us to get to this situation to begin with?
Danny Tarkanian in the house talking about his race in CD3 against Susie Lee, talking about the president. It is amazing that when you look at what's happened since Helsinki and every day, every news cycle, there's some new, breaking news development. But despite all that, the president is standing strong. He's not backing down. And in fact, he's getting tough with the Russians. What do you make of our relationship with Russia And is the president being too easy, too tough, or just about right?
But let me make one observation first before I answer that question. President Trump has taken a tremendous amount of negative publicity, not only when he ran for office, but since he's been in office, more so these last couple of weeks, yet his approval ratings and virtually every poll are hitting new highs. Why is that? Because the American people are realizing that his America First policies are working, it's what our country needs, and they support him, even though they're seeing all these horrendously negative stories about him every day in every news outlet, and including many on Fox News. It's the policies that are making the difference. Is he being too tough, too easy on Russia? Are you kidding me? When the Democrats were in office, President Obama whispered over to Vladimir Putin, hey, as soon as this election's over, I can do more for you. Meaning he didn't want to let the public know that he was going to help work with Russia. Hillary Clinton had the reset button with Russia. Any reasonable person would understand that we want to have at least a working relationship with other superpowers around the world. Now, some people argue Russia's not a superpower. Are you kidding me? They got more nuclear weapons than probably we still do, or at least as many. And we don't want to work with them if we can. Now, we don't want to be walked all over. We don't want to let somebody manipulate us. But just because you're opening a dialogue and talking nicely to other people doesn't mean that's going to happen. I absolutely agree with what President Trump's doing, trying to make us a safer world by working together with other superpowers.
In our final minute, I know that we are early on, at least from a voter perspective. November 6th seems like light years away, but it is right on top of you if you're in the political world. I know that campaigns need a lot of stuff at this point and as we go forward. If folks want to help you, and I know there are a lot of people say, I love Danny before, this guy's great. If they want to help you,
yeah.
How do they go about it? What is it you need? What is it you want from folks? Yeah.
Look, this is going to be a very close race because that's the way this district is laid out. It's almost evenly split registration-wise. I can use anybody who's willing to help us, whether making phone calls, walking door-to-door, helping around the office, volunteering work, or if anybody has the financial wherewithal to make a contribution, we would love to have that. Unfortunately, elections cost a lot of money, and you need to raise those. They can go to my website at TARKNV4Nevada.com. That's TARKNV.com. Love to have your support. This is going to be an exciting race. This is going to be a fun race. We're going to run a fun campaign. We'd love for you to be a part of it.
I think it's great. And if folks want to reach out once again?
TARK, TARKNV, Nevada, NV.com.
Danny, it's always good to have you. And we'll get you in again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
And thanks for dressing up today. He always dresses up when he comes in the studio. Yes. I just absolutely love it. Stick around. Coming up, what you missed last night. Yeah, cable news was a buzz. We'll tell you why. And a lot of it has to do with Mike Pompeo and an amazing performance on Capitol Hill. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So it looks like we've got some breaking news. Susie Lee demanded two town halls. It looks like she'll get that and more from Danny Tarkanian. An email was sent from the Tarkanian campaign to the Susie Lee campaign, apparently saying, that's fine, but we want more. We want more town halls, as many as the schedule will allow. And, of course, town halls, different than a debate. In a debate, the media asks the questions. In a town hall, you, voters, get to ask the questions. I think that's spectacular. It's great news from the Danny Tarkanian camp and from the candidate himself. He says, hey, the more the merrier. We'd like as many of these town halls as we can squeeze in between now and Election Day. I think that's a great idea. I think that benefits the voters. Now, one of the things I wanted to get to in this hour, I'm going to try and do it as quickly as I can. By the way, I'll ask Wayne Allen Root about this coming up a little after 10 o'clock. But one of the things I wanted to bring up today, Mike Pompeo, who is from my adopted home state. I was born in St. Louis, but I lived most of my young adult life in Kansas City, on the Kansas side of the state line. And so when I see somebody like Mike Pompeo, a former member of Congress from Kansas, now our Secretary of State, testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, I was so incredibly impressed. Let's go to cut one. This is Mike Pompeo with a decided never-Trumper. And in fact, he's been essentially run out of the Senate because he couldn't get reelected. We're talking about Bob Corker of Tennessee. And he disagrees, talking about Mike Pompeo, disagrees with the disconnect, the apparent disconnect that everybody's talking about between Trump's statements and administration foreign policy.
You somehow disconnect the administration's activities from the president's actions. They're the one and the same. Every sanction that was put in place was signed off by the president of the United States. Every spy that was removed was directed by the president.
Go to the points I just made. Talk to them. I know what we're doing.
Here's what the world needs to know. Okay. With respect to Russia, this administration has been tougher than previous administrations, and I fully expect it will. The president's own words were, he's happy to figure out if we can make improvements with respect to the relationship between he and Vladimir Putin and change the course. But if not, he'll be there. I'll get the words wrong. He'll be their toughest enemy, most difficult enemy. I think I can prove that that's the case today. I think I have.
Yeah.
And so somehow there's this idea that this administration is free-floating. This is President Trump's administration, make no mistake, who's fully in charge of this and who is directing each of these activities that has caused Vladimir Putin to be in a very difficult place today.
Yeah. Well, look, you handle yourself in exactly the way you should, in my opinion, as it relates to comments. I notice that you are not responding to what I'm saying.
I think I responded to everything that you said, Senator.
No, you didn't. And the fact is that you just didn't, okay?
We disagree, Senator.
No, we don't disagree. Hell, let's run the transcript again about it. But the fact
is let the world decide.
It's the president's public statements that create concern amongst senators on both sides of the aisle. And I was asking you if, in fact, there was some rhyme or reason that this type of distrust or discord would be created. And I know you're not going to answer the question, I'm trying to make a point as to why.
I know you are.
Why the opening comments and the questions and just the energy behind this hearing are what they are. It's not about you, and it's not about Mattis, and it's not what we're doing on the ground.
Senator, you went through a long litany of statements, but let me give you. First of all, I will tell you, I talk to the same allies you do. I speak to their foreign ministers directly. It is the case that they are behaving differently today. There's no doubt about that. They are now scrambling to figure out how to make sure that they are fully part of NATO. Some of that is a result of the statements that you referred to, Senator.
Yeah.
Some of that is identifying Nord Stream 2 as a problem.
I agree with that.
There you go. I'll let the record reflect.
I'll say some of these
statements actually achieve important policy outcomes for the United States of America.
Some of them do.
Yep.
And some of them very damaging.
Now, by the way, that's a Republican. That is a Republican, Bob Corker. You would expect it from the Democrats. You would not expect it from Republicans. But Mike Pompeo got it from Republicans, and he also got it from Democrats. Let's go to cut three. As Mike Pompeo, who, by the way, I think is becoming an administration rock star, he and Nikki Haley and others, they're becoming rock stars. I mean, you want to talk about somebody that I think has a huge national political future? It's Mike Pompeo. He sparred with Robert Menendez of New Jersey, a Democrat. Listen to this.
Presidents have a prerogative to choose who's in meetings or not. I'm confident you've had private one-on-one meetings in your life as well. You've chosen that setting as the most efficient way to...
I just asked you a simple question. You can't eat up my 7 minutes,
answer,
Mr.
Senator.
Secretary. Did he tell you... What happened in those 2 hours?
Yes, Senator, the predicate of your question implied some notion that there was something improper about having a one-on-one meeting. I completely disagree with the premise of your question.
I didn't ask you a predicate. I asked you a simple question. I hope we're going to get through it. Did he tell you what transpired in the two-hour meeting?
I've had a number of conversations with President Trump about what transpired in the meeting. I was also present when he and President Putin both gave us a sense of what they discussed in the meeting that followed immediately after.
Did you have
also had the chance to speak with Sergey Lavrov twice about the Russian view on what takes place? I think I have a pretty complete understanding
Did you speak to the translator who was at that meeting?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen any of her notes?
Senator, I have never. I've been in lots of meetings. I've had lots of note takers and lots of translators. I've never relied on the work that they did.
Did the president
understand what took place in that meeting? And it does not need to be done.
Did the president discuss?
Did
the president discuss relaxing U.S. Sanctions on Russia, including CATSA sanctions?
Senator, the U.S. policy with respect to sanctions remains completely unchanged.
So the president did not. Is what you're telling me that I ask a very specific question?
Yes, Senator.
Did the president tell you that he discussed relaxing Russia's sanctions or not? Yes or no?
Senator, presidents are entitled to have private meetings. I'm telling you what U.S. policy is. I came here today.
No, but you told me that he had a conversation with you in which he told you what transpired. I think the nation and all of us who are policy makers deserve to know so that we can fashion policy accordingly. Did he tell Putin that I'll release or ultimately relax sanctions?
Senator, what you need to conduct your role, your appropriate role, I will provide you today. That is United States policy with respect to the issues you request. You asked me about U.S. policy with respect to sanctions, and I can confirm to you that no commitment has been made to change those policies in any way.
Did the president at this meeting call upon President Putin to withdraw from Crimea and eastern Ukraine?
Senator, I began my statement today with the United States government's policy.
I understand the declaration. I welcome it. I'm glad that it seems like we had to do a lot of effort to get there. But the question is, when he had a chance, did he confront Putin and say, we don't recognize your annexation of Crimea, we don't recognize your continuing hostilities in eastern Ukraine, and there's consequences for that?
Senator, the president was very clear with Vladimir Putin about U.S. positions. They're the U.S. positions that are the Trump administration's positions, and he spoke about them very firmly and clearly when he met with Vladimir Putin.
And that, he told you that?
Senator, I'm telling you what he had a conversation with Vladimir Putin about. And I'm telling you what U.S. policy is today. I understand, Senator, I understand the game that you're playing.
Mr. Secretary, all due respect, I don't appreciate you characterizing my questions. My questions is to get to the truth. We don't know what the truth is. And the only way that we will know what the truth is, what transpired in those 2 hours, and in highly amazing period of time to spend alone, one-on-one, is by understanding at least that if you were briefed by the president, what he told you. I don't think that's unfair to know, to understand what policy is.
That's Robert Menendez with Mike Pompeo. I'm going to tell you something. I sleep really well at night knowing that Mike Pompeo is our Secretary of State. But I'm going to tell you, this guy is becoming very quickly a rock star. kind of a go-to guy for the president. And if you notice how he handled both Republicans and Democrats, the same way. Straight talk. No BS. No spin. Nah. He handled it all. And he handled it all really well. We'll let you hear more from Mike Pompeo coming up a little bit later on. Don't forget, and a guy that I bet you has some thoughts on, Mike Pompeo, Wayne Allen Root. He'll join us coming up just after 10 o'clock, so stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue live and local now.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Up and away.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh. In the last 18 hours, a story out of Washington has taken center stage. It has nothing to do with tariffs, Russian collusion, or anything like that. It's the sour grapes of one network shared by journalists on other networks, and it has people frothing at, well, okay, no. People don't give a damn. A little bit later on, we'll come back with my give a damn's busted. But this is one of those stories that I don't think America is going to respond well to this story. This is Caitlin Collins, Cut 7, on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday and telling this horrifying story of how she was disinvited to an event in the Rose Garden. Anybody else from CNN could show up, but not her. She was being punished. Listen to Caitlin Collins. See if this leaves you in crocodile tears or not.
Caitlin, you were the network pool reporter representing the five television networks when you asked the president about that secret audio recording that the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, made of them discussing a hush money payment to a Playboy playmate who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Tell us precisely what happened, because it's very, very worrisome.
Yeah, that's right, Wolf. So I was blocked from attending an open press event here at the White House because the White House did not like the questions I posed to President Trump earlier in the day during an event in the Oval Office with the president of the European Commission. So to walk you through exactly what was going on, I was representing the rest of the television networks during this spray, which is what we refer to it here at the White House, in the Oval Office. We were brought in for the top of the meeting between the president and the president of the European Commission. Both men delivered remarks, and then I and several other reporters started asking President Trump questions. This is a normal occurrence, and it is often our only chance to ask President Trump questions that day, and he often responds to us, Wolf. After that event was over, the president did not answer questions. He said, thank you. We left the Oval Office. And then later, I was called into the office of Bill Shine, the president's latest hire, who is his right-hand man for communications. It was him and the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, who told me that I would not be invited to an open press event here in the Rose Garden moments later at the White House because they thought the questions that I posed to President Trump were inappropriate and inappropriate for that venue. I told them that is often our only chance to ask the president questions. Those questions were questions any reporter would have asked, and I was there to represent all of the networks and therefore ask about the questions of the day along with the other reporters and my colleagues in that room. Because of that, the White House blocked me from going to an open press event here at the White House that all reporters are allowed to go because they did not like the questions that I asked President Trump about the news of the day, Wolf.
It's truly shocking. It's really unheard of. I've never heard of it. This is an open event. You're an accredited White House correspondent. Earlier in the day, you did precisely what you were supposed to do, representing the five television networks. You asked a question. You asked a couple of questions. Others did as well. That's what happens at every photo opportunity. The White House knows this. But then what is truly shocking, they reprimand you. They call you in for this meeting with Bill Shine, Deputy White House Chief of Staff in charge of communications. And then he does something I've never heard of. And I was a White House correspondent for 7 years. He blocks you because of what you did, which was legitimate journalism. He blocks you from attending an open event in the Rose Garden simply because you asked questions they didn't like. It's truly shocking to hear that. And I think all of our colleagues, anyone who has ever served as a White House correspondent, I don't think anyone's going to remember a time where they block an accredited White House correspondent from a major news organization in the United States from attending an open event in the Rose Garden.
Now, what is amazing about this is that almost immediately Brett Baer, on Special Report last night, sided with CNN. Listen to Brett Baer and this less than a minute reaction to the White House denying Caitlin Collins.
CNN says one of its reporters was stopped from covering the president's trade announcement late this afternoon in the Rose Garden, and CNN has just issued a statement. Quote, today, CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins was denied access to cover an open press event at the White House after posing questions to President Trump earlier in the day as the network pool reporter. Collins was told by White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Bill Shine and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders that her questions were inappropriate. They were not. Just because the White House is uncomfortable with a question regarding the news of the day doesn't mean the question isn't relevant and shouldn't be asked. This decision to bar a member of the press is retaliatory in nature and not indicative of an open and free press. We demand better. As a member of the White House press pool, Fox stands firmly with CNN on this issue of access. So far, no response from the White House.
Okay. So, basically, CNN and Fox are on the same side in this argument. Can't believe I just said that. Wow. I'm going to give you my take. First of all, I could give a damn if Caitlin Collins is excluded. That is the most raucous thing, the so-called spray, where people yell questions at the president. And the president, if he wants to answer some of the questions, he can. Sometimes he does. But maybe that's something we need to clean up. See, I'm a big believer that this idea of having a daily press briefing is overkill, massive overkill. You want to take some of this breaking news away? Reduce these briefings down to once a week, or maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays. Don't know. And see if the amount of that breaking news that you get from CNN and MSNBC and NBC News and all these people, see if that subsides. I suspect it will. Because what they do now is they take 7 seconds of a clip from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and all of a sudden they blow it up to the crisis of the night. That's what's going on here. So you take that away, what do they have to work with? If all the White House did was just put out a press release every day, hey, here's what's going on. The president's meeting with the president of Uruguay, talking about tariffs, talking about free trade. If they want transcripts of the president, I guess that would be okay too. But just don't give them live bodies in there that you can use on your breaking news segment that night, which happens to be every segment. Have you noticed how CNN, every segment is a breaking news segment? Did you notice that? No. They've discovered something that we've known in the news business or in the radio or TV business, that if you draw attention to something with the term breaking news, people will stay and watch it. They like that. Their sponsors like that. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. Oh, we're going to see if his give-a-damn's busted, too. My give-a-damn is definitely busted. And can I tell you whether Caitlin Collins ever gets into another Rose Garden event or not? I could give a damn. My give-a-damn's busted. No crocodile tears here, folks. This is a crocodile tears-free zone. Wayne Allen Root comes up next, live and local. Now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowwana.com.